It's something that I have been saying for a while, and again, I need to be very, very clear. These are questions that I am asking. Gajin, where are we going with Wadd Eddy? I spend a lot of time on that beach, as many, many other people have and do. I am concerned in terms of health and safety. I see people climbing on it. I especially see young ones climbing on it, especially those who might be visiting our area. And it's a question to the wider community. What do we do with Wadd Eddy? I know some people are saying leave it because it brings tourists and tourists spend money in the area, but sometimes things are a wee bit more important than just money. I think that we need to have a good, healthy, open, honest conversation around Wadd Eddy, and I do have concerns. So we've seen the council move and fence off other areas that are of danger in the community, and question has to be asked, are we there? Some people have asked that the boat would stay. Some people have said, look, we just need to let the environment do its job and eventually take it away. And we have seen it deteriorating massively over this very short number of years. But others are also asking for it to be removed. And as a public representative and local councillor, it is my job to look at what's positives and negatives within my community, and what's possibly maybe a danger to the wider community, and to ask these questions. And certainly it's not a very popular question to ask, because some people feel very attached to it, and I can get that. As a young fella, we used to play in it when we were down at my uncle's house on a regular basis, and obviously the bed was in a better shape than it is now. It's a very iconic image. We've seen Planet do videos in the past, but we've seen Wadd Eddy in the background of many, many, many locals and other wedding photographs. But health and safety must be looked at as well. I guess a histe tom dan phobal gaidh tháinig a gus caithim a dhéistear le tuairim a hamhlaidh.